This is John Lothian with the daily update of commentary and stories from the First Read section of the John Lothian newsletter for September 22nd, 2021. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. We lead off, Jalen, today with the comments and stories from the hits and takes section. The London Stock Exchange has given notice that Curve Global is to be closed effective Friday, the 28th of January, 2022. Curve Global CEO Andy Ross had this to say on LinkedIn about the closing. "It's a shame, but unfortunately, we told the market yesterday evening that we were closing Curve Global. Our priority is to help all the clients manage out of positions as best they can before the end of January 22nd. I wanted to take this moment to thank all of those that have worked with us, traded with us, and shared encouragement, advice, and support. We're here to help you close out your positions and manage the LIBOR to SONIA transition." If I were a crypto exchange wanting to get into the derivatives trading space, I would be knocking on LSE's door, asking to buy Curve Global from them. It's an existing exchange that could be repurposed for their needs and could do so perhaps more quickly than starting from scratch. Plus, it comes with a good pedigree and some very talented staff who would probably welcome another chance to throw the global markets a curve. Luke Fortin, President and CEO of Montreal Exchange and Global Head of Trading at TMX Group, published this on LinkedIn about the exchange's plans to extend trading hours. "From Canada to the world, Montreal Exchange extends trading hours. Boston FinTech Week will dive into the latest innovations in inclusive and sustainable finance from September 28th to October 1st. MEMX produced this video and published it to LinkedIn to celebrate 1 year of full operations and the new all-time records of 5% market share intraday and 4.5% market share overall. DRW is looking for interns and full employees. You can see more about the jobs they have open with a link in today's newsletter. Virtu has submitted a petition to the SEC for rulemaking to amend SEC Rule 605 to, quote, provide investors with greater transparency and enhanced critical information about execution quality," unquote. FIA Japan posted this on their website. "In line with the Japanese government's announced policy to expand Japan's role as an international financial hub, the Financial Services Agency, FSA, has launched a dedicated website earlier this year, which was recently enhanced. The Japan as an International Financial Center website offers a number of updates, links, and informational materials covering new policies. Euronext has been awarded again at this year's Institutional Investor Team Survey. Awards include for specialty and other finance sector, number one CEO in small and mid-cap category, number one in CFO in full sector, and for small and mid-cap categories, and most honored company, and number two ranked in the specialty and other finance sector. The Wall Street Rides Far Team of the Week is Team GTS, riding to build a better future. Wall Street Rides Far says this about Team GTS. For organizations determined to make a lasting impact, being responsible stewards is a key component of how they do business and interact with society at large. For the team at GTS, a market maker in equities, ETFs, commodities, futures, and foreign exchange and interest rate products, these values are at the heart of the firm's operations, with its commitment to building a better future extending well beyond its work in the financial space. Nobody's taken us up on our raffle of a free video produced by John Lothian Productions, with entry being a donation to the JLN Markets Wiki Education GoFundMe campaign of at least $100. Be the first to get your name in the raffle. This video prize can also be donated to a charitable organization. The 3-day Morningstar Investment Conference 2021 kicks off today, and it's a hybrid extravaganza complete with a host of virtual and in-person speakers and exhibits in Chicago's McCormick Place Convention Center. This year's speakers include Morningstar CEO Kanul Kapoor, ARK Investment Management's founder, Kathy Wood, Hermitage Capital Management CEO, Bill Browder, and Jennifer Grancio from Engine Number One session. Highlights and other conference information can be found with a link in today's newsletter. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. From the Wall Street Journal, SEC's Gensler doesn't see cryptocurrencies lasting long. Regulator says history of wildcat banking in the U.S. shows limited viability for private forms of money. Securities and Exchange Commission Chair Gary Gensler said Tuesday he doesn't see much long-term viability for cryptocurrencies, underscoring the importance of protecting investors in the market and bringing it under regulatory oversight. Mr. Gensler likened the thousands of cryptocurrencies in existence to the so-called wildcat banking era that took hold in the U.S. from 1837 to 1863 in the absence of federal bank regulation. Before President Abraham Lincoln created the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency, banks issued their own currencies, which sometimes they refused to redeem for their purported value in gold or silver. My comment, I like a man with a sense of history. Here's a story from Barron's. The coming civil war over digital currencies and what it means for your money. The war over money is heating up. For the first time in more than a century, the dollar supremacy is being challenged. The rise of cryptocurrencies and stablecoins has spurred a rethinking of what a currency is, who it regulates, and what it means when it's no longer controlled by a national government. The dollar itself may be getting an overhaul, transformed into a digital currency that can travel instantly around the world, holding up against Bitcoin or any other token. My comment, hyperbole or truth, might be time to upgrade from a tin hat. Here's a story from Independent. Brexit falls flat. Britain's soft drink makers have just days of carbon dioxide left. The British Soft Drinks Association has said that manufacturers have only a few days of carbon dioxide left in reserve to produce beverages and can't import supplies from the European Union due to Brexit. The gas is also used to stun animals before slaughter and in meatpacking, with that industry also warning it could run out within 5 days. My comment, soon the table will only be filled with still water, no gas. Here is a story from NPR. TikTokers are trading stocks by copying what members of Congress do. Young investors have a new strategy, watching financial disclosures of sitting members of Congress for stock tips. Among a certain community of individual investors on TikTok, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's stock trading disclosures are a treasure trove. Shouts out to Nancy Pelosi, the stock market's biggest whale, said user CEO Watchlist. Another said, I've come to the conclusion that Nancy Pelosi is a psychic, while adding that she is the queen of investing. My comment, I'm going to pass on the gratuitous attack on Congress. Here's a story from Bloomberg. The pandemic and climate crisis have shown the costs of inaction. The past year has laid bare a great many problems that are past due for solutions, including some we already know how to fix. It's time to stop messing around and do it. The first techno-futurist bestseller, published in France in 1795 and quickly translated into English and other languages, envisioned not only longer lifespans, increased agricultural productivity, and more efficient use of resources, but also wiser citizens and better governance. Lending poignancy to this last prediction, the author of the Sketch for Historical Picture of the Progress of the Human Mind, the Marquis de Condorcet, wrote it while he was in hiding from the Jacobin radicals who seized control of the French Revolution from mid-1793 to mid-1794. Condorcet, a mathematician turned scientific administrator who'd briefly risen to political power in the middle stages of the revolution, died on the run not long after finishing the book. It was a singular instance of the attachment of a man to principles, which every day's experience was so fatally for himself contradicting, quipped English clergyman Thomas Robert Malthus. My comment, quick, do nothing. Here's a story from AP News. Soul-crushing. U.S. COVID-19 deaths are topping 1,900 a day. COVID-19 deaths in the U.S. have climbed to an average of more than 1,900 a day for the first time since early March, with experts saying the virus is preying largely on a distinct group, 71 million unvaccinated Americans. The increasingly lethal turn has filled hospitals, complicated the start of the school year, delayed the return to offices, and demoralized healthcare workers. My comment, this soul-crushing number has the potential to change the political landscape. That is a lot of voters to lose. Here are the top three stories from Tuesday's JLN. Our top story Tuesday was the real reason you and your neighbor make different COVID-19 risk decisions, which was number two on Monday. Second was Business Insider's FTX boss Sam Bankman-Fried told us why U.S. derivatives are a huge missing piece of the crypto ecosystem that present an absolutely huge opportunity, and breaks down three big trends on his radar. Third was Bloomberg's billionaire banker Kotek calls Evergrande China's Lehman moment. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a John Lothian newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.